This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at
97.3. Did you guys get the email from Michael Martin? It is official, guys. We are Odyssey.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And if you think it's spelled like you think it is, you're wrong. It's A-U-D-A-C-E. No, it's A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Right.
Odyssey.
What just happened to you?
I put in the wrong thing. No.
You had much forward momentum there for a second.
I'm in my own way, Vinny.
Right.
A-U-D-A-C-Y. That is the name of, that's our parent company.
Yeah, that's not your mom's minivan. We're something else.
That's right. Spelled totally different than that.
Right.
So listen. If you are looking for your radio.com app this morning, for most people, that's already changed over to Odyssey. So you'll see it. It's a orange letter A, kind of like a big dot with a line over it. So it's like a stylized A. And that's how you'll find it. And if it hasn't updated already, it will soon. But that's it. Look, the content hasn't changed, but there is a lot more coming. Like, this is the beginning of something really big. We're really proud of this. And it's been in the works for quite a while. Odyssey is the new name of our parent company and the name of our app. And even when you go to RadioAlice.com, you'll see that Odyssey is the host.
Oh, look at that. And there, when I look up our name, is David. A picture of David as they...
Oh, David!
Posts of all kinds of rebranding.
He's the
Intercom
king of
radio
Odyssey.
Station owner rebrands as Odyssey. Bullish on podcasting.
Bullish. Mm.
Nice.
Podcasting is the future.
Look at that.
So it's audio, it's audacious, and it's an Odyssey as well. We're all on it together. So Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y. That is the new name of, in fact, you'll hear it when you hear the top of the hour IDs, and it's, you know, an Odyssey company.
Doesn't change that we are actually called Alice, and this is more on the business end of things, but you should know when you hear that name that it's not Intercom, it's Odyssey.
Odyssey. But much of what was in place is here. Hi, we're still here.
Yeah.
Still us.
Still Alice.
Don't worry, you guys. Everything's going to be fine. This is more for us than it is for you. I mean, just, you know,
right.
Odyssey. Just keep that. all right, today is Doctor's Day.
Huh?
Today we give a huge thanks to all the doctors in the world who continue to try their best to help their wonderful patients and to save lives and to be on hand to consult with. These days you can email your doctor. It's amazing. Doctors. It's, you know, takes a lot of study, a lot of schooling to become a doctor. Mm-hmm. People have to be really dedicated to helping people. Thank you for bringing us the celebrity trash, doctors. You're the best. Episode 3 of Demi Lovato, Dancing with the Devil, is on YouTube today. Nicole, will you be watching?
Oh, yeah. My friend and my sister's, and even my sister's fiance, we've been talking about it. Just
so fun.
Yeah, we've just been, I don't want to say debating, but just saying, like, we're all super concerned for her. And
well, yeah, she's California sober. That means she's not sober.
Yeah, and so just wondering, like, even if continuing her career is the right choice. Like, you know, that's what we've been talking about. Just hoping the best for her, but what is that best?
Right.
So.
It's hard. You can't make decisions for people.
Yeah.
If we could make decisions for people, Kurt Cobain would still be alive, because I would have said to him, quit. Just quit music for a while. Don't tour. Mm. Don't try to figure out how to get the machine going again or what songs you got. Just quit. You got a ton of money. Quit. Get sober for a long time, and then figure out if you even have a future in music. it's better to be alive for your little daughter than to be dead with some legacy that, you know, whatever that means. You're dead.
Right.
Like, sucks.
So, it does. You can't tell people, though, and it's, you know, and they're not going to tell you either, because guess what addicts do? They don't tell anyone that
they
they're having
care.
What's that?
They don't care. You know, there's a song from 2018 that I can't look at the same. Listen to this.
Mama, I'm so sorry. I'm not sober anymore. And Daddy, please forgive me for the drinks spilled on the floor. To the ones who never left me, we've been down this road before. I'm so sorry. I'm not sober.
2018.
So she was hinting at it.
What you're saying is this song came out when, and I guess people assumed this was an old thought or an old, and that, and it
well,
turns
she
out,
says it's not the first time we've been down this road.
And I think 2018 was her last documentary, the one that I watched. That was,
yeah, you're right.
I think
yeah.
It was a 2 hour episode. Yeah. Or
and she OD'd in 2019 or 2020?
I think it was 2019.
I think so too.
Because then she was out of the spotlight for a while.
Yeah. So last week they released episodes 1 and 2 all on the same day. And
this
of course,
is Demi Lovato.
Demi Lovato
on YouTube.
It's called Demi Lovato Dancing with the Devil, and episode 3. I think they're all 20 minutes. I don't know how many there are total.
Me either. I'll watch all of them.
Six.
I thought there were 4 total.
Oh, okay.
Let's see.
Well, either way, you're getting episode 3 today. So,
all right.
More debate for the DeJesus family.
Well, she's going to talk. I think she's going to talk about her engagement that was short lived.
Who was she engaged to again? Was
I
it like her daughter?
No, it was some random actor. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, it says it's a 4-part docuseries.
4-part. Okay. So next week would be the end of it.
I think it's interesting that she's doing it all on YouTube. You know,
I think it's smart. Because, well, look, we're talking about it, and then it's free access for everybody.
Is she getting money from that, or
I'm sure
probably
yeah.
based on
I'm
the sure. You get money based on views. Based
well,
on
I views, don't doubt that she had a deal in place as well
that
with
too.
YouTube.
They're looking to. I mean, my kids only watch YouTube,
right?
Unless they come out to watch something specifically with us, they're watching. That's where everything is, and people are programming for that. And like you just said, it's free, and I think you can pay for an ad-free version.
You can. I think it's 11 something a month.
Oh, are you watching ads?
Yeah, I'm watching
I'm
ads.
I'm watching ads.
Throughout this?
Yeah.
Throughout this docuseries? This
well, oh, no. I get one at the beginning and one at the end.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I see. That's not bad.
Yeah, because a lot of those things, you watch something long enough, like I watch that Escape to the Chateau show on YouTube, and there are breaks constantly. I'm like, oh, great, another one of these. Lil Nas X.
Yeah.
We talked about his Satan shoes yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as confused as we all were by this, like, and Nike going, what are you talking about? We're not, and we have nothing to do with this. They have the Nike logo on there. They are styled after the Nike Air something or others, you know, whatever version.
It's like an Air Max 97 or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 97 was definitely in the title, and it has the little swoosh on it. Nike says, nope, not us. And it didn't matter because all 666 pairs sold out, over $1,000 a pair. I'm sure you can actually find those on eBay now for $10,000. The shoes are, they actually are comprised of the same materials, apparently. I don't know if they were just customized or what, but they're actually Nike Air Max 97s, customized with a pentagram and supposedly a drop of blood in the ink. Okay. Nike not only had nothing to do with the shoes and aren't happy about it, they're suing Mischief, MSCHF, the company that customized these shoes. Lil Nas X is not named in the lawsuit. I don't know why, but that did not stop him from joking about Nike taking him to the cleaners. He posted up a thing with Squidward in a cardboard box and a cup holding it on one of his arms. You know, like, I'm poor now because Nike sued me.
Well,
so, but they sold all 666 pairs of those. Is this an ask for forgiveness rather than permission situation? And now they're like, uh-oh.
I don't know, but I think Nike has a case and will win, and Mischief's in big trouble. You can't just take somebody's stuff and call it yours.
Right. That is true, Vinny. I've heard that.
Like, what is that? You're going to go to market with something that's already there as another brand's product. It's not an
option.
And
you slapped your sticker on it and sold it as yours for $1,000?
You know, I know you can order custom colored Nikes. So I wonder if they even just did those, had Nike make them for them, and then they turned around and added a couple things to it.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know how they'd make those if they didn't have Nike make them.
Well, I mean, I'm looking at where they have customized it. On the backs of the sneakers, there's a ribbon that runs down the back, or, you know, some sort of grosgrain or something. And one side says Mischief and one side says Lil Nas X. If you can zoom in on that, show Vinny that. And then on the side, there's a couple little stitched in words and stuff. The pentagram is, it looks like it's actually a pendant style thing that's attached to the shoelaces. Do you see that, Bryn? See that? Doesn't it look like it's just hanging off the front of it?
So, like I'm saying, I think that they may be able to get Nike to make these. Like, if you go to Nike, what is it? Customized shoes. I think you could probably get Nike to make the basis of it.
Oh, look, and then you get a seamstress or someone to add the rest of the work aftermarket. There's a Bible verse, Luke 10:18. Can somebody look that up and tell me what Luke 10:18 is
where's
saying?
Where's Hooman when you need him? Here it is right here. Customized Nike Air Max 97 by you. You can put your make the whole thing through Nike.
But then you can't resell them as these are our shoes.
Trip
we
out.
Come up with these.
I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I saw Satan fall like lightning from
heaven.
There's
so many versions.
A lot of different versions. I don't remember that from Bible class, but.
Well, anyway,
I don't know. The sneaker Nike's market's a trip. Did you hear that story about the son of, I want to say she was the chief financial officer for Nike, and the son had started in one of these Nike. Well, I think he was doing a lot of shoes, but mostly Nike. But he was doing these hard to get brands, selling them himself, and it turns out mom was helping him get these things at a great discount. So someone was doing an article with him as he was like, I'm the shoe guy on the West Coast, everybody. And they went, is that because your mom is the chief financial officer for Nike? And he went, I'm caught. Mom got fired or quit.
Yeah.
I don't know. But this guy was using his mom to get contacts for hard to get shoes and selling them at an incredibly inflated price.
Is his face blurred out?
Yeah.
So was he trying to stay anonymous and the guy
That's just this article. I'm not sure. This is from Yahoo.
Yeah, that's weird.
Nike.
Yeah, that's, the shady stuff. It is. I know. It's a thing, man. I can't believe anybody pays $1,000 for a pair of sneakers, but what do I know? I get mine for $30 at Costco. And they work great.
The shoe surgeon.
Yeah,
This is a text from 707. The shoe surgeon takes shoes and customizes them. He's made shoes for lots of celebs. Bieber is one. He takes the original and takes them apart and puts them back together.
But then he doesn't go ahead and say, here's my shoe I created and you can buy it. I have 1,000,000 pairs of these and you can buy them. I mean, it's one thing to customize something for somebody, but another thing entirely to take someone's shoe line and call it yours.
Mm-hmm.
It did seem too like they were trying to say they'd collaborated with Nike on it, and Nike's all, that's not called a collaboration, that's called we customized these shoes for you and then you added your pendant thing. And I don't know how that'll shake out, but I hope they come to a happy agreement and the Satan shoes are available to all.
Well, I imagine at the very least, they owe Nike some money, right?
At the very least. So if they sold them for $1,000 a piece, that's $666,000 minus whatever they had to pay to get the sneakers in the first place.
And shipping is expensive too.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't even know how much they made out of this thing.
Is it illegal if you grabbed a Nike shoe and signed it and sold it for more money? You know, it's kind of like he's just customizing it and reselling it and still saying it's a Nike shoe because it is.
Yeah, that doesn't sound illegal to me. I bought the shoe. I
customized it.
I could sell that on eBay. I could do whatever I want with a shoe.
For a Nike shoe that I
Yeah, it puts Nike in a weird spot, but I guess some of that stuff could be fought in court. Here's 650 says, Bonnie, just you can't take... Well, they didn't write this very well. Bonnie, just you can't take somebody else's stuff and call it yours as he rips off the Mickey Mouse theme. I didn't charge you for it. I didn't charge you for it.
You gave it to... you gave it two of them for free.
Nice, Bryn.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's copyright infringement because we're promoting our own stuff using that. This is them making it seem like they've collaborated with Nike and that they're selling Nike shoes. I think you can privately sell anything that you want. I paid for this and I'm selling it, but I didn't mass produce it and market it and sell it with your name on it. And I don't know what'll happen. That'll be interesting. Live shows. We all want to go. Wouldn't that be nice? Mm-hmm. But I want to go when I'm going to feel safe.
Oh, did you want to hear his song?
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. There was actually a whole song that went along with the release of these things.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I like that song.
Anyway, was hoping I could catch you throwing smiles at my face.
Romantic talking, you don't even have to try. You're cute enough for me tonight. Looking at the table and I see the reason why. Baby, you live in the light, but baby, you ain't living right. Cocaine and drinking with your friends. You live in a dark, boy, I cannot pretend. I'm not fazed, only you to sin. If you've been in your garden, you know that you can. Call me when you want, call me when you need. Call me in the morning, I'll be on the way.
I like it.
I really
you
like
know,
it.
I will say that him stealing Nike shoes and selling them as his own was a genius way to get us to talk about this new song, because this song is pretty good.
I just think it's interesting. It's a little
The video is very satanic.
Yeah.
But in the end, he steals Satan's horns from him.
Like, yeah. I love the way he goes down to hell.
Oh, spoiler alert.
Well, just watch the way he goes down to hell. I love that part.
Is that postable on the Sarah Vinny Facebook page, you think?
Yeah. You mean the video?
Yeah. I mean, it's not. I mean, there's no nudes or anything in
no.
it.
No.
Yeah, I think there's like.
So there's some satanic imagery. What's the big deal?
But it's digital, so it's, you know.
Well, people, let's give people the option to look at it or not. I mean, you don't have to click play on that if you don't want to. Yeah. We'll put the Lil Nas X video up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Yeah, doing it now.
Fantastic. It's pretty windy out up here. What about you guys? I hate to tell
you. I don't know. That's bad news, though. I don't want to hear about wind.
I'm watching my shades flap all around. Okay, live shows. We all want to go to them. We want to be able to attend safely. And now there is an app for that, because of course there is. Why wouldn't there be? There's a new vaccine app. It's been developed to help determine whether people will have access to concert venues in the state of New York. So that's where it's starting. In addition to showing whether or not an individual has been vaccinated against COVID-19, it also shows test results if you had just gotten tested to see if you were COVID positive. It's called Excelsior Pass, and it functions as digital proof of vaccination or a negative COVID-19 test so that venues in the state of New York can safely begin reopening, and they'll only be able to allow in people who have a current test or the vaccine, which is great. And in general, that's kind of what we need to know in order to feel safe around other people. You know, even if you've been vaccinated, the expectation is still that you're going to wear a mask, because that's what we do, because people get super mad if you don't. And so I don't expect that to not continue. But short of tattooing a V on my face or wearing a sandwich board that says, back off, man, I've been vaccinated. Something like this will be great so that you can get into a venue. And you'll know that everyone in there also had to go through that to get there. And you can feel safe and enjoy the show.
Can we please tattoo a V on your face? Please?
I'm not vaccinated yet, Vinny. I'll let you know
but
when I am.
You do have a good friend whose name starts with a V.
I do. And he's getting vaccinated today, so I could be like, Vin, I'll write, Vinny is vaccinated.
Thank you.
On my face.
I like it.
Lady Gaga's dog walker. He is really...
Shot up? Yeah.
Yeah. His lung has not only collapsed the one time, but then they had to go in and take parts of his lung out because it just kept collapsing. Even though he was intubated and they thought that they had it stopped, it just kept on collapsing. He didn't have a very straightforward path to recovery. This is the guy who was shot while out walking Lady Gaga's dogs, I don't know, 10 o'clock at night. And they're the little French bulldogs, so they're very valuable. The thought is that they didn't know they were Lady Gaga's dogs. They saw a guy with the French bulldogs and went, oh, we steal those and we sell those to other people. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened. They are, in this story, saying the woman who returned the dog safely to Lady Gaga does not appear to be connected to the crime. So she's going to get her $500,000 reward. So it looks right now. They were saying, don't pay that. We're going to investigate. Lady Gaga was like, hey, I promised it. No questions asked. So she's ready to pay it. I don't believe that's been paid out yet, though. And if you want to know,
the guy with the punctured lung is like, I would like $500,000. I almost died walking your dogs. That'd be nice.
I bet he does want that. I don't know if he'll ask for it outright, but
you're
I'm
give
sure
it to the lady that found your dogs, but I was the one walking them and took bullets for them. How about $500K for me?
Yeah. How about it? How about $5M for me?
5 million? Yes. Yeah. 5 million would be great.
But she's going to get
my
half
lung
a million.
Is still fallen. Hello.
Yeah. Yep. Lady.
It's got to suck. Have you ever had the wind knocked out of you?
Yes, it's awful. It's a terrifying feeling, actually, when you're trying to work that muscle, that you know, work that diaphragm, and nothing is happening.
Yep.
You know, the key there is relax.
Is it?
Yeah, we just can't do it.
I thought the key was the $5 million payout we want.
Oh, yes, that actually will give you your breath right back, Vinny. It's true. That is true. If you want more on that, People has a long article about him and his recovery and the whole story. So if you're interested, check out People. And what is coming up in the news, Vincent?
Well, Sarah, I have what inspires people to get out there and exercise, which I think you'll find interesting.
I will find that interesting. Maybe I'll even feel inspired.
A guy was fired for his punctuation.
What? Well, that's fair.
No, it's not. I'll tell you about that and more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.